So, dropping into alternate nostril breathing, first what I'd like us to do is allow our attention to access certain points in our body. That way we know where we're going through the practice, and then I don't have to tell you. You've felt it in you, and in the practices you can just follow the instructions. One thing I'd like to bring to our attention is if we hold up a finger and we pay attention to the tip of it, you'll notice that finger starts to have some sort of a tingling and a sensation. So that's an idea that where we place our attention is where the nervous system gathers its energy. But on a pranic level, in the prana body or the mana body or the mind level, that energy gathering creates the concentration of energy at the subtle levels of the body. And so when we're bringing our attention or setting our attention at certain parts of the body, we're building energy in that part of the body. And that energy builds on the physical level and the subtle level, the prana and the mana level of the body. Prana being the energetic body and mana being the mental or the subtle body. All right. The first point of attention I'd like us to bring is to the third eye. So the point above the eyebrow line at the center of our forehead. And you can just ask your body, where's my third eye? And you ask your body, notice where your body guides you. Keep your attention at that point. And you can notice the sensation and the connection arising with the third eye. Next, we'll drop into the root chakra or the Kundalini Shakti. And for this, I'd like you to drop your attention down to your pelvic bowl. You might first go to your sacrum and then bring your attention down your sacrum to your coccyx bone or the tailbone. And the Kundalini or the base of the pelvic bowl is just forward from the tailbone at the base of your pelvic bowl. And take a few breaths and keep your attention on the Kundalini. Notice your awareness and your sensations arising there. Now we all know where these are located in our body. And so when I say to the third eye or to the root chakra or the Kundalini, you can just find those places in your body, not needing to wonder where it is. I'd also like you all to consider comfort. Are you more comfortable? For me, I'm comfortable using a bolster. We'll be doing practice for another 20 minutes or so. And so be comfortable sitting. And how I'll progress through these is I'll describe the practice, I'll do the practice, and then I'll speak and I'll guide you through the practice. So you have a visual awareness of what I'm doing, and then you can follow my voice to do the practice yourself. So we'll start with the alternate nostril breathing. And how the alternate nostril breathing works is I start with breathing in from the left nostril and then breathe out through the right. And I breathe in from the right nostril and breathe out through the left. That's the practice of alternate nostril breathing. I'll show you also Where my attention is going is when I breathe in, my attention is starting from the third eye, going down through the root. And when I exhale, my attention goes from the root to the third eye. And so now I'll show it, and I'll talk to it also. So I press my right nostril and breathe it to the neck. And my attention drops from the third eye to the root. Then I switch, and my attention comes up from the root to the third eye as I exhale. I look at the right nostril. Then I'm breathing in from the right nostril, attention from the third eye to the root. And then breathe out through the left nostril, attention from the root to the third eye. So it's a little complex exercise, and if you're not used to it right now, after a few rounds you will. And exercises after this are much simpler, but the alternate nostril breathing does the harmony of the physical masculine and feminine, which makes the way for us to activate and keep our attention in the central channel of the energy through which the Kundalini and Shakti and the Shiva communicate and come in a union. Does that sound good? Let's practice together. Okay, let us do it. Press the right nostril with your thumb, exhaling all the way. With your attention at the third eye, breathe in the left nostril, dropping your attention down to the root. Switch, closing the left nostril, and as you exhale from the right, attention from the root to the third eye. Then we reverse, breathing in the right nostril from the third eye to the root. Breathing out the left nostril from the root to the third eye. Breathing in the left, third eye to the root. Breathing out the right, root to the third eye. Breathing in the right, third eye to the root. Breathing out the left, root to the third eye. Breathing in left, and out the right. Breathing in the right, and out the left. In the left, out the right, in the right, out the left, and continue at your own pace. There'll be three more rounds. One last round. After you've completed this round, take a few deep breaths. Just feeling centered, steady in your body, making any adjustments you need to feel comfortable. If you feel the need to twist or move your spine in some way, release any tension. If you feel a little dizzy from doing this practice, it's important to take a few breaths, slowly, calmly, and let yourself get centered. The next practice we'll go into is called the Antara Kumbhaka, which is the internal breath holding. Here what we will do is we will draw our attention from the crown to the root as we inhale, and we'll hold our inhalation for 5 seconds. Now count internally and I'll guide you to exhale. Then we take immediately the next inhalation down to the root, hold for 5 more seconds, and then exhale. And we'll repeat like that for 12 rounds. At any point that you feel that the breath holding is uncomfortable, just exhale and go back to breathing normally. And then join back again when you feel comfortable. So we can begin, exhale all the way. And your attention goes to the third eye. Then breathing into the root. And exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Exhaling to the third eye. One more time, breathing into the root. And exhaling to the third eye. Now, just returning to the simple flow of the breath as you feel comfortable. Noticing your awareness of your root. Physical or emotional sense of groundedness, or physical or emotional sense of discomfort. Welcome this as it is arising. Accept it. Know that whatever this is an experience, an experience of being alive, connected to the energy of nature, the energy of the Divine Mother, the energy of the earth. This vital force of our body. Welcome home. Next practice we will take is called the Bayani Rukumbhaka, the external breath holding. The instruction is similar, except we will be holding our breath at the exhalation and our attention will be held at the third eye. At any point that you feel uncomfortable holding your breath, just return to breathing normally. Enjoy again when you're comfortable. We'll do this practice 12 times. So to start, inhale all the way with your attention dropping down to the root. And exhale to the third eye. Contracting your abdomen, holding your breath there for 5 seconds. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. me how to do it. Exhale to your third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. The last time, exhaling to the third eye. With the inhalation, return to the normal, simple rhythm of breathing that feels comfortable, natural to you. Notice any desire to mobilize your spine. Twist or stretch. It's a way of relaxing and becoming comfortable again. Now we have done the awakening of the root with our inner breath holding, awakening of the third eye with our outer breath holding. So we have opened the gates of the Shakti, the Divine Mother, and Shiva, the Divine Father. The next practice is the flow between them. And the dance between them, and the harmonizing, and the union, the yoga between them. The instruction is starting from the third eye, you breathe into the root, holding for 3 seconds, exhaling to the third eye, holding for 3 seconds, and repeating this. We'll repeat 12 times, and I'll guide us through it. To begin, exhale all the way, bringing your attention to the third eye. Breathing into the root. Hold. Exhale to the third eye. Inhale to the root. Exhale to the third eye. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. With the next inhalation, returning to your natural flow of breathing, what feels comfortable. Keeping your awareness with your breath, your body, or anywhere that is seeking your attention. Quiet, steady, empty. Be with that. This practice is ideal for the fall, as it is the season of air element, which aggravates through this season as we transition from the fire into the air dominant season of the fall. Everything becomes dry, everything starts to let go. Everything begins to contract and become cold. Cultivating stillness, steadiness, and harmony in this way, we come home. And like the trees outside, letting go of their outward energy, draw that vital force inward, their root. And so we come home to rest in the fall, in the winter. Thank you for the blessing of sharing this practice with us. I will transition to the sound bath. I invite Amber to share.
Begin to take a moment to stretch.